So I have a certain relative who doesn't want to sit ever next to me at the table. Every time I sit at the table, this relative, this distant relative, sits far away from me. So it took me years to figure out why. I thought it was maybe because I smell or something. But the reason is I eat too fast. And this relative says, this person's watching their weight, and they said that if I'm eating too fast, it causes them to eat too fast, and then they eat too much. This is the svara. So now I'm very careful. Anytime I'm by this relative, I sit on the other side of the table. But usually there are fast eaters and there are slow eaters. There's always the chevra that likes to eat, you know, very, very quickly, like myself. Then there's always the chevra that likes to take it slow or whatever the reason is. The problem is that let's say you're all eating together and now you want to make a mezumin. So you've got half of the chevra wants to be finished with the zimun quickly. They want to already get out of there. They're done with their lunch. And the other half is still, you know, dilly-dallying along. So can you force... Can some people force others to make a zimun? So everyone knows the rule. The rule in the Gemara in Brachos says that shnayim that echad is mafsik l'shnayim and ein shnayim mafsikin l'echad. What does that mean? That if you got three people joining in a meal and two are finished, so the one is forced to join the two if the two want to leave, but the two are not forced to join the one. Now, what does that mean? So why not? Why is the one forced to join the two? What does that mean? So three answers. Answer number one, Rashi says, it just means derech eretz. It doesn't mean that the one actually even has to stop his meal. And let me just clarify, back up. When I mean that one has to stop to join the two, it doesn't mean that the one has to completely finish his eating. The one could eat till his heart's content for another 5 hours. It doesn't bother us. It just means he has to stop eating enough to answer to the zimun and wait till the end of the first bracha, and that's that. But, so what does it mean one has to stop to two? It's only derech eretz. Number, the one guy who still wants to eat, if he doesn't want to stop and you know, join the other two, he doesn't have to. It's just derech eretz for him to do it. It was a proper thing to do. That's a pretty lenient shita by Rashi. Shita number two, Tosfos says, is that third guy has to stop for the other two. He's mechuyev to stop for the other two. Okay, that makes a little bit more, you know, more relevant to us. That's usually what we usually do. We hold that one person has to stop for the other two. But shita number three is the Ravid, is that not only does one have to stop for the other two, but that if number one doesn't stop for the other two, the other two can make a zimun without him. It's a pretty big chiddush. The other two can just do, say, Rabbi Sainivarech, the guy's still eating, you know, whatever, he's still eating his potato kugel, and then the other two want to leave. They say, no, you know, Moshe, let's go, join us. Moshe says, I'm not done with my potato kugel, I'm not stopping. You know, so the other two could make a zimun without him. And even if Moshe doesn't answer at all, they're still Yotze, they're zimun. As long as Moshe is there, says Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnah Berurah clarifies, wrote Salomar, Apal pikin him yotzin yedei zimun. We paskin like this third shita. Kemen shu omed sham v'shomea v'yachol anos. Since our buddy Moshe over there, since he could answer, even if he doesn't answer at all, since he's able to answer, he's still there. Therefore, the zimun is a good zimun. So halacha l'maisa, two people can force one. One obviously cannot force two. Okay.
Could this guy who did the zimun with the other two now make another mezumah?
Oh, so we'll get to that a little bit. So the answer is, simply put, if he eats new food
he had half his potato kugel,
he's going to have more potato kugel with the next group of people, or no?
Yes, he's eating another
piece. If he's going to have another piece, he's on his third piece. So he's going to have another third, fourth, fifth piece with the new two guys, then yes, he can combine. Now, the question is, though, should the two, couple of practical questions. Let's say the guy really wants to leave. You know, let's say Moshe is the guy who's in a rush, and the other two guys want to still talk around, you know, schmooze a little bit longer, and they're still eating. So should the other two, we said the other two don't have to join him in, but it's brought down that with Nim Mishur Sadin, the other two should at least try to accommodate the third guy. If the third guy is in a rush, the other two have with Nim Mishur Sadin Chi, or whatever that means, you know, it's definitely brought down as an idea, that they should try to, you know, accommodate that third guy. Now, one second. So now what about the Shiloh like this? Is that, let's say, here, what about this case? That in lo ratzu ahafsik, let's say the other two guys don't want to stop. So here we go. Yeah, Moshe says, look, Rabbi Yisai, I want to leave. I want to leave. I'm on my way out. I've got stuff to do, and the other two guys are still talking about sports. They're still hanging there, eating out their meal, talking about the game, and now the third guy, he says, look, let me leave already. So, but they don't want to stop, and they don't have to. Afu eino rashai levarach latzis b'shuk. Can Moshe now, okay, I understand the other two aren't forced to start a zimun with him, but can Moshe just make his own bracha and leave? Or does he not only, can he not force the other two guys to make a zimun with him, but can he rush out early? So Shulchan Aruch says, no, he can't rush out early. He is stuck there until the other two guys want to finish their zimun. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach, who argues on this point and says, no, that since Moshe can't force the other two, what's poor Moshe going to do? Let him leave. Okay, he can't force the other two guys to join him, but at least he should be allowed to leave on his own. So we don't paskin that way. We paskin very tough for that guy Moshe. He wants to leave. He can't force the other two guys to make a zimun. He is stuck there until the other two are finished their meal.
Like, yeah. You're saying this way, if you have a minion, and I asked this kasha already before, let's see, the bungalow colony, the minion starts, it was supposed to start at 6.
Okay.
Don't show up till 10 after 6.
Yeah, but minion's a little bit different, because then you're running into like shkias and stuff, you're running into zmanim and stuff.
Chakras,
no zmanim.
First minion is 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I get up at 6, and yeah. Everybody, Moshe Chaim, walks in at 10 after 6. And boom, and I have to rush because I
have mechoyev to wait for Manat. So that's just, when you get into minyanim, it's a little tricky because there is no necessary tziruf. It's a little bit. I think it's you're less.
I want to leave.
No, you're less mechoyev by minyanim in many cases because there's no tziruf necessarily until you start davening per se. If let's say you only have 7 people, you don't have to wait around necessarily for 3 more guys to come or etc. No, but minyanim are a little bit different. Okay. No, minyanim are a little bit different. Let's leave it for a second. 1 second. I've got another question for you. Let's say you're just eating a vegetable. Okay? You're the vegetable guy. You have the other two guys eating your challah. Now you have two guys eating challah. Third guy is the vegetable guy. And now the two guys want to leave. So we said in general, two can force one. But let's say the one, he's not really mechuyev to make a zimun because he's only eating a vegetable. Yeah, well, crazy. He's only having vegetables. He's not having the pizza, the bread, yeah? So he's not having it. So can the other two force the third guy who's not even mechuyev in zimun to break early for them? Or do the other two, are they stuck to wait till the guy, whenever that vegetable guy wants to lend his services, he could lend his services. What do you think? Whatever you say, you're going to be right. Whatever you say, you're going to be wrong. But Ketzos HaShulchan was mistopic with this. He's not sure about that. Shaila Tzarechin, because the third guy's whole chiv is not really a chiv. It's only there, he's mechiv to help them out. But then if he's helping, he maybe gets to do it on his own schedule, not on their schedule. Okay, what about this one? Figure out this one. This is a little bit tricky. Well, first we'll do an easy one. Let's say the two people who want to go are Talmidim of the one. So in other words, the Rebbe and his two Talmidim. The Rebbe doesn't want to stay or hang around and talk about sports. The Rebbe wants to get back to the Beis Medrash. Can the one Rebbe force the other two to join in with him as soon as they want? As soon as he wants, rather. Yes or no? Huh? Cover the Torah. Yeah, but we just said one door and we can't force two. Halacha l'maisa, we pass that yes. Most posts can bring down that one can force two. Now here's a brain teaser. I got a brain teaser. Your father also, same thing. Brain teaser for you, okay? I don't know the answer to this, and we'll see it's a huge dispute. Let's say you have four eating together, okay? And two want to leave, and two want to stay. Can the two force two? It's a tough one.
They don't have to force two.
You just force one.
Yeah, but which one? Another, those the two don't want to go.
Pick one of them and force them.
Can the other two team up and say, what do you mean? We're two that still wants to stay. You could spend here for the next 45 minutes trying to figure out this answer. You're going to get nowhere. I spent the 45 minutes and I got nowhere. I'll tell you the Mar Makomas. I spent it already. I'll spare you the waiting 45 minutes. So I looked all over. So first of all, I found this sefer called Chakir Shmuel, which I don't know is a huge sefer, which based on Aleph Beis, which is all these great questions and no answers. So he brings down Mishaila. I think he brings it from one of the Ger Rebbes, I think, that says, ask the Shaila, doesn't know the answer. Fine. So we have a question, no answer. Second source I saw is the Piskei Tshuvas, quotes the Oz Nidbaru, And it's in Chelek Beis Samach Aleph. You can look it up yourself. Yeah. I looked it up there. I couldn't find that he's talking about this issue. He's talking about the same topic, but I didn't understand how the Piskei Teshuvos is being medayik from the Oz Nidbru. But he wants to hold that the Oz Nidbru says that the two can force one of the other two to go quicker. In other words, two want to leave, two don't want to leave. The two that want to leave can take one of the ones who don't want to leave and say, tough, it's a two against one, you have to answer. And I'm not sure his diak, I didn't understand it. Piskei Teshuvos says, that makes no sense. He argues on the Oz Nidbru, and he says, in the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read you a Mishnah Berurah, you'll tell me what you think. Mishnah Berurah says that in two, one can't force two. Why? In one in general. One, we have three people, one can't force two. Since it's all based on rove, you need to have a rove. So therefore, two against two, it's not a rove. So therefore, says the Piskei Teshuvos, two can force one. Why can't they just pick one? I was bothered by that also. Why can't they just pick one? I guess because the other two that don't want to make a Zeman, they team up and they say, what do you mean? We don't want to make a Zeman. You can't force each of us.
For something, it's sitting up for nothing.
Well, I guess the thought is that they already became a group. Once they sat down together, they became a group of four. So how can two of the four ask the other two, ask one of the two to come and combine? I have my own diak, you'll tell me if you like it or not. A page later in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says something which I thought was a proof. Mishnah Berurah says a little bit your question, Nachum. Let's say he says you have five people eating together, and two want to leave, and then he says, so they get one of the it was five people, A, B, C, D, and E. So A and B want to leave, so they ask C to join them, or they tell C to join them. Now can C, after he joins A and B, can he go combine with D and E? Your question. But it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that A and B are forcing C to join them. It's not clear if they're forcing C or if they're asking C, so I'm not sure. If my diak is right, then I prove to you that A and B can force C, they can force him to do it, even though they're all one group. No. Sorry, and I don't know. Yeah.
We're here, the five is that the number for him in any way.
Because you're saying there's
the
still...
The people don't want to be Mustafa and Mizum is... Yeah. Now what am I going to do?
So you're saying when four people, the three goes with two... Interesting.
I'm losing anything.
I hear you, because you're not losing anything, because you're saying you could still combine with the other two. So then maybe it's not right. I hear you. Good point. That's a good point. I was thinking more like it's the power of a majority to pick from another group and force him to become, join them. I'm not sure.
By a press, you always see that people want to leave. And he has there's two or something, he says, would you join?
But that's when he's willing. Question is, can he force him? That's the $1 million question. Can he force him to do it? So, right, you could do whatever you want. Here the question is the force. So I saw it in Rabbi Aryeh Carmel. He's like an English safer online. You can look at it, check it up there. He says, he doesn't bring any proof, but he says, not sure about the Shaiwa. Also, he seems to indicate that the two cannot force one of the other two to join, because I guess they all became a big group of four. It's two against two. Why should anyone have any better of the proof? I'll leave that to you as a big question mark, something to ponder. Last question. I got one more question, and you'll attack me. One second. One more class. Wait, Nachum, I have another problem for you. You have three people, yeah? So I've got A, B, and C all eating together. A wants to leave. He can't force B and C. That's what we just said. But B is a nice guy. C is not. So B tells A, look, I'm still eating, but I'll join in with you. So now A and B are willing to make a mizum. And now A, really, because he's done. B, because he's a nice guy. Now can they team up and force C?
Why not?
Because B's not ready to really bench. B is going to eat more. You hear? It's a good shiloh. Because in some ways, B is being a nice guy because he's combining with A to bench now or to have a mizum now. But B is still going to eat, yeah.
But the two have to at least bench. Two out of three have to at least bench.
No, you don't have to. Back up. If one guy wants to make a zimun right now and he asks two people to answer without benching, that's totally okay. You know what? Because they're doing it willingly. That's fine. The other two don't have to bench. Only one needs to bench now.
Presumably, these people have not washed because they're going to have a mizumin issue themselves.
So you have three people all washed. They all washed. But one wants to leave right now. He doesn't want to wait around until the other two are done benching. Yeah. So A tells B, look, let me leave right now. You join with me. And then we'll force C to answer our mizumin.
I understand, but he's going to join with him now. What's going to happen to his benching after he finishes eating?
Because once you did one zimun, then that counts for your benching later on. Yeah. So you're fine. You agree with me if A wants to make a Zeman right now and B and C agree to him, right? Everyone agrees it's clear that you could just make a zimun now, B and C could continue eating, and then they'll just bench later on, and that counts the zimun before. Here it's trickier, because A wants to leave, he can't force B and C. A begs B, B is a nice guy, or maybe gets paid off, you know, whatever it is. B gets paid off, he's willing to join in for the zimun, but C doesn't want to go, because can A and B force C? Very tough question. Shari Tshuva seems to say they can't. They can't force C, because B is a nice guy, but he's not really benching now. He doesn't have a chiyuv right now to bench. He's not really done. And Rivo Sefraim, and I saw this as well, Chelik Aleph, I think it's Kuf Mem Beis. Check it up. I think he agrees to this as well and says that A and B cannot force C, so you're stuck. A lot of tongue twisters, a lot of problem brain teasers. Exactly, yeah, exactly how to do this. Something to think about. I'm way over my time. I apologize.